the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has issued its final rules under the Clean Power Plan. The plans aim to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from power plants across the country, but West Virginia officials are crying foul. Many say the regulations will kill an already ailing coal industry. Here to discuss the new rules and what it means for our state is Ashton Mara. Ashton, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
So, Ashton, what did the EPA release today?
So, as you said, Matt, the EPA issued its final rule under the Clean Power Plan that aims to reduce CO2 emissions from power plants across the country. The goal is to reduce the country's emissions by 32% by the year 2030 from the levels they were at in 2005. Initially, when the EPA proposed these draft rules in June of last year, the goal was to reduce rates by 30%. But Acting Assistant Administrator for the EPA's Office of Air and Radiation, Janet McCabe, said on a conference call with reporters today that there are two reasons why the rate actually increased. The first, that states are transitioning to renewable sources of energy generation like wind and solar more quickly than the EPA originally anticipated. The second was because in this final rule, the EPA is accounting for energy generation produced regionally, not just by individual states. McCabe says that means there's more opportunity to reduce overall emission rates.
So what exactly does that mean for West Virginia?
For West Virginia, the overall increase reduction rate actually means less pressure to reduce emissions in the state. Under the proposed rules last year, West Virginia would have had to reduce emissions by 20% by the year 2030. Under the final rule released today, a percentage calculation wasn't immediately available from the EPA, but a West Virginia fact sheet on its website says West Virginia has one of the least stringent goals among states. Another thing that's changed between the proposed rule and today's final rule, states have been given 2 extra years to implement their emission reduction plans. So instead of reductions beginning by 2020, states have until 2022 to write their state implementation plans.
So has West Virginia started working on its implementation plan?
The answer I received from the governor's office today was not exactly. As I said, there were changes made between the proposed rule and the final rule today, so it might not have done them much good to start early. One thing the governor's office was sure of, though, is that it will write a plan, and that's because state law requires them to do that. During this year's legislative session, lawmakers passed House Bill 2004, and the bill requires that after a final rule is in place, the State Department of Environmental Protection must undertake a feasibility study. The study will inform the DEP on how to write an implementation plan, and the plan is due to lawmakers in about 6 months. The bill says lawmakers reserve the right to approve or deny any plan the DEP comes up with before it is sent to the EPA. Here's Chris Stadelman. He's the governor's press secretary.
We certainly have been encouraged by some folks, especially in the coal industry, to just say no. Senator McConnell, has pushed that idea. Governor Tomlin has not decided to say, no, we will not submit a plan. We're going to continue the process mandated by the legislature, see what the feasibility is, see what that plan might look like, and then we'll decide down the road what steps West Virginia will take.
And Matt, again, the state has until 2022 to come up with and start implementing that plan.
Is there a possibility that lawmakers won't approve any plan? What would happen then?
If a state chooses not to implement a plan, like Stadelman said, some interest groups are pressing the governor's office to do, or if they enter a plan to the EPA that doesn't meet its standards, then the federal government under this rule has the right to go in and implement its own CO2 reduction plan. There seems to be a possibility, at the very least, that West Virginia's lawmakers could make that happen. I spoke with House Speaker Tim Armstead just a few minutes ago, and Armstead says his party in both the House and Senate will be looking for a plan that does the least amount of damage to the state's coal industry. Attorney General Patrick Morrissey announced this afternoon that his office, in conjunction with attorneys general from across the country, will be filing a lawsuit against the EPA claiming federal overreach. Armstead says he believes states will win that battle and won't have to worry about the federal government coming in to implement plans of their own.
I think these standards are unreasonable. I think they're based on faulty science. And so I think regardless of whether it's the state or the federal government trying to implement them, they are putting people out of work for, I think, a set of standards that really will not accomplish what their stated goal is. But I don't think that we simply say, well, you know, if we we don't do it, the federal government will come in and do it. And you know, I think that the fact is that if they implement these regulations, it will have a harmful effect, whether that's the state doing it or the federal government doing it. And I think we need to do what we can do, and our first goal should be to try to fight these and to avoid that harmful effect.
Ashton, these rules were just released today, and a lot of things are still up in the air.
That's true. I had a lot of questions that the governor's office just couldn't answer. So we'll have more reporting on this tomorrow on West Virginia Morning.
And you can catch that right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting at 7:41 tomorrow morning. Ashton, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.